This is The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney. Part of the fun of summer is all the touring arts groups that come through Southern Oregon. And now the circus is coming to town. The Flynn Creek Circus will be offering clinics and performances in Ashland starting in mid-August. Joining me by phone to talk about it is Blaze Birch, Artistic Director of Flynn Creek, and David Jones, its Technical Director. The pair formerly toured the world as an award-winning trapeze duo. Welcome, Blaze. And David, do we have you as well?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you.
Great. Good morning, Blaze.
Good morning.
So the classic model for a circus has been the cabaret style, where you have this MC hosting and sort of guiding the audience through a sequence of unrelated performances. But you've developed a unique style at Flynn Creek. You have this through line of myth and folklore. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Flynn Creek Circus is a little bit different in that we are culturally, in terms of how we operate on, you know, from a day-to-day, we do operate very traditionally. We are a touring tented show. All of the artists are contracted for the season. They do work on the tent. What's different about what you'll see on stage is that the show itself is an integrated theatrical performance. So you'll see an original story, an originally written, I don't want to call it a play because it's a circus, but story and interwoven with acrobatics.
And how did you study how to do that storytelling and integrating that with the circus performance? How did you learn that?
That's an interesting question. I personally learned circus from a fifth-generation Romanian circus family in Europe. Myself and my partner, David, we toured internationally as a trapeze duo for many years. But my background, my educational background, is in philosophy, which is actually very applicable to what we're doing.
Interesting. I don't know that many people would tie philosophy to that, but you put that in your scripts. You sort of probe different questions.
Yeah, it's more just the whole encompassing of the entire experience. But yeah, the storytelling is something that we've been honing for a long time. I have some theater background, but primarily I have a visual arts degree and a degree in philosophy.
Okay.
And I harness that information all the time, though that was a long time ago now. And really, at this point, we're circus performers, and we have been for many decades.
And David, over the past couple of decades or so, the use of animals in circuses has been outlawed in certain countries and states here in the U.S. California, where you're based, outlawed the practice in 2019, though Oregon hasn't, at least not yet as a state. Did Flynn Creek ever use animals prior to that ban?
No, we've never had animals in our show. I think the closest we can say is a friend brought a horse to our show at one point and parked it outside. But no, we've never had animals in our show.
Okay.
We've always been an all-human spectacle.
Nice. So you've just been interested in the physical acrobatics with the human body and that storytelling.
Yeah. I think that humans are pretty good at telling stories and expressing themselves.
And how did you two meet?
I was in Mendocino, and I was kind of looking for the next adventure in my life when a friend told me that somebody had moved to town and was looking for trapeze students. So I introduced myself, started taking some classes, and that was with Blaze. After about a year, she said I should go to England and study with the Romanian family that she studied with, so I did. And when I came back, she had started Flynn Creek Circus.
I see. And what city are you based in California?
We're based out of Mendocino. It's a small village in the county of Mendocino.
Okay, great. Now, either of you can jump in here. Before the public performances start in Ashland August 14th, you're offering a series of circus clinics at Science Works here in Ashland, and it looks like those run from August 12th through the 19th for different age groups. Do you have that clinic list handy? If not, I do.
Yes, I do. I do have that. We've been partnering with several of the circus community organizations in and around Ashland for several years. Actually, we kind of know them from working outside of that in the past. And so we have a couple of circus clinics that are designed for people who have a little bit of experience to sort of introduce them to new things, and that's for ages 15 and ages 12 plus. So there's two separate ones there. One is for anyone adult age-ish who wants to just try stuff, and one is for sort of the circus kids in the area that kind of already have some skills. Those are on August 16th and August 19th, and those are just workshops. We'll focus on new skills. I think we're going to do duo Chinese pole as a feature because that's not something people get access to often.
Okay.
And then we also have day camps for ages 7 to 15 for any skill level. And those are super fun. The kids get to try everything under the sun for the week, and then they put together a little show, and they can invite their friends and family. It's open to the public, their recital. So they get to run away to the circus for a week.
Oh, and they get to actually share it, too. Yeah, that explains. I was looking at these different dates, like the 13th and the 14th, or the 12th through the 14th is ages 7 through 15, but then you have other ones that are 12 and up and 15 and up. So it's partly based on their prior experience, it looks like.
Yeah. So we have two that are for any kid anywhere who wants to give it a go. You can be advanced. It still works. That one is from August 12th to 14th, and the other is from August 17th to 21st, and those are the full camp experience. And then on August 16th, we have a 15 plus, and that's for, again, anyone who wants to try it but is not a child or not a young child can come and be amongst their peers and try it. And then we have one on August 19th for ages 12 plus, which is really geared for some of the circus studios in the area, Ashland Aerial Arts and Levity Circus Collective, and anyone else who may be interested, who has a little bit of background and they want to try to up their skills.
If you're just joining me, my guests are Blaze Burge and David Jones. They are the artistic director and technical director, respectively, of Flynn Creek Circus, which is coming to town in mid-August. This is The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. How long do these clinics last, other than the day camp, which probably lasts many hours? How long do they typically last, and what skills can you teach for the different levels? What, you know, if a parent is interested in taking their child, what can they expect?
Yeah, for the, so they're each a little bit different. Both of the single day workshops, which are for the 15 plus or the 12 plus, are a 3-hour workshop. The 15 plus is a 2-hour workshop. The 12 plus is a 3-hour workshop. We're going to focus on, I think, like I said, duo Chinese pole and some aerial arts, kind of mixed all in. Everybody's going to get to try everything. For the regular camp program, we do a little bit of everything. They get to learn a little bit of clowning, a little bit of juggling. They definitely do aerial. That's always a big hit. Everybody loves doing the aerial silks or trapeze. And possibly we'll do pole with the kids if there's interest in time. Some tumbling, and they get to learn these from professional circus performers who've traveled the world and performed all around the world and are very, very good teachers and totally understand their material. So if you come in there and you have a lot of experience, you're going to learn something. And if you come in there and you have no experience, you're going to learn something.
Okay, good to know. And I heard you mention Ashland Aerial Arts. I was wondering about that. Do you, when you come to town, do you partner with local organizations somehow?
Yes, we do. We partner both with Ashland Aerial Arts. We have a longstanding relationship with them, as well as obviously the Science Works Museum is our host. We have started partnering also with Levity Circus Collective, which is another, they're more adult-based circus collective in the area. Hmm. And we are open to partnering with any other physical or circus adjacent organizations if they'd like to participate in helping us get the word out. And we also offer free show from some of these organizations. So if you come to our show, you're going to see some of the kids from Ashland Aerial Arts or Levity do a little free show before the main show starts. And it's great for them. It's great for us. It's super fun to see what the community is doing. They get great photos in the big top.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Terrific. How can people sign up for those clinics? Or are there drop-ins available at ScienceWorks?
For the clinics, it is best to sign up online. You can do that at our website, flintcreekcircus.com. We would accept a drop-in, but it is easier for us to staff if you sign up online and we know how many people are there.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see. Well, the whole circus troupe itself will present 7 performances starting August 14th. Where's that big tent going to be located?
We will be at the Science Works Museum, yeah.
Oh, okay. They have that big grassy area.
Yeah, exactly. So the tent goes right out on the lawn there. There's free parking, very accessible. Super beautiful spot right on the corner there. I can't remember the name of the streets off the top of my head, but
yeah, it's off Main Street there. And yeah. Let's see, you have shows from August 14th through the 23rd with a little break in there for your performance. Now, Blaze, Flint Creek is described as being on the leading edge of circus arts. Can you give some examples of that?
Sure. Okay, so we specifically are obviously pushing traditional arts to a new narrative edge. That's one way that we do that. Okay. But we also are inventors of new apparatus, new types of work. Right now, this season, we are developing something that, we think it's new. We haven't seen it before. That doesn't, necessarily mean it is. There's maybe somebody out there in the world who's tried it before that we didn't see. We develop new works in our show all the time that often become popularized in other circuses and other studios start taking it on and taking that concept and pushing it forward. So that is a thing that we are known for.
Great.
Go ahead.
Does that sort of fall under David's purview as the technical director, that new apparatus you spoke of?
No.
Oh, no, we all work together. It's not like, isolated like that.
Okay, not so siloed. Yeah. So you tour from May through January, I read. What's your off season like? I assume you need to rest and recoup, but also stay fit.
Yeah, we don't really have an off season because the amount of time it takes to write, cast, build all the props, book all the tour for the next season takes the entire time, and we're still doing it during the season. So we end a show, but we're already working on the next show. So there isn't really an off season. There's just an off the road part of our rhythm.
Right, right. Less performance based and more the pre-production.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, great. So these clinics that you spoke of, as well as your apprenticeship program, you have one of those, are funded through your nonprofit arm. Called Circus Mentors Incorporated. Is that a common thing for circuses to have? And what made you see the need to establish that?
Yeah, it is not a common thing at all. Typically, especially currently, most circus in the U.S. is either a traditional older established show or a new show that almost always is a nonprofit. Our show is for-profit business, but we do have a nonprofit arm, and we started this nonprofit arm because we were doing a lot of nonprofit work. We wanted to be able to service those needs, but as a business, it doesn't work. On paper, you have to fund things, so that's why we started the nonprofit arm. So our nonprofit arm's mission is to continue to bring top quality entertainment to rural and hard to reach areas and to make it accessible. So we leverage funds that we raise through our events, honestly, to get free tickets to people who wouldn't otherwise be able to come. Sometimes we'll pay for emerging artists' insurance policies so they have a liability policy so they can launch into their professional career. So we just various things that help support the arts.
Terrific. Anything else you'd like to add? We've got about 20 seconds left.
Come down to the show. It's a great time. We do have something we didn't mention is we do have the family shows. We have the kids camps, but we also have a 21-plus version of the show. It's really fun. It's a party night. It's comedy for adults.
Oh, terrific. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks to you both for joining me, and we look forward to seeing you here in town.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Great. Well, that does it for another JX. Thanks so much for tuning in to The Creative Way. I'm Vanessa Finney, and my guests were Blaise Burge and David Jones, the artistic director and technical director of Flynn Creek Circus, which is coming to Ashland in a couple of weeks. Clinics run August 12th through the 19th at Science Works, and circus performances run August 14th through the 23rd at Science Works. You can find more details, including how to apply for an apprenticeship, at flynncreekcircus.com.